here in Pirik Yud?
Yes.
Kimoy Shayasholim b'nei Adam. The Ezit Sad Yiskadim Asach Ruch is like Mitzvah Sagashmias. Just like, so he had just discussed the Shaila, what Ma'inyan Shemitah Sahar Sinai, almost literally. What Shaykhus is doing a physical mitzvah have to giving a person Hasharas Hanefesh and Olam Haba? Kachem Sholem Alimur HaTorah to 70 Kukteho, Ubenezek Hasher Vaboyer Ukeitze Bezeh. So, Mela, the part of Talmud Torah that deals with all sorts of malochim and sofer and ofanim, so that we understand somehow uplifts the person, brings the person to world, its spirituality, and so on. But sitting and discussing Niske Shor and Bar, Babakama, what does that have? It's actually, I believe, very fascinating. I think we're like the only religion in the world that there's sort of a religious ecstasy from sitting and studying what's, you know, civil law, torts and the contracts and so on and so forth. What's in cash? What shaykh? Sheinir b'daitom ki yoisi atzliya kashiyazi binya yisodos ubimohus hagalgalim ubisichon efrodim. These people feel it makes a lot more sense if a person will learn about the higher beings and spheres. Lachach daitam katzlochas adam basoris om elu v'daitam shos ha-nefesh shinish ha-seichel shekona adam mechayov v'zenish ha-chamovas. The sense is that what stays after they die is the sort of more spiritual part of the person, which includes that type of knowledge. Va'atoda ki noisav al dovashu kfir gmur kum shesbaya. Besides being kfira, who dovash lispal adas klal, it's something that makes no sense. V'kineget seichel adam, and it's kineget seichel adam. V'zeh, kem omrim hamekabel hamuskolois, hu hachona benefesh hamedame, v'mekabel hamuskolois. So, this is a type of understanding that the part of the person that is a understands and so on is the one who is what the Rambam would call the koach hadimyon in a person. In other words, the part of the person that receives the information and sort of extrapolates and gives us an abstract picture of it. V'hu mekabel muskolis. U'ma'acha she'kan rak hachona bovad. Im kein, im noima ki hash'orus v'sasech shekona, li hash'orus l'adam atzma. So, the philosophical trend of thought was that a person, the part of a person that remains forever, the part of a person that's immortal, is fully fleshed out understandings. Sort of, the line of thinking went like this. Our body certainly doesn't last forever. It rots in the grave. The part of our mind that deals with body, in other words, you know, green, yellow, close, far, etc., all of those things are tied to the body and as such don't remain. The potential we have to understand things more deeply doesn't remain, because only potential. It's only when we have some sort of philosophical thought, understanding, some concept that our mind has grasped, that concept remains. Shein sofi kashe yimotze bodem muskolos umtzias muskolos atimza chana v'imkein lo yitimza hayishorus lodem atzmoy. So he says, so it means in a certain sense the person himself doesn't remain forever. So for instance, let's take an example. Let's say I work and I discover that every triangle has 180 degrees. That understanding survives forever. So, but the person himself, it's hard to call that the self of a person. It's the truth of a person's masa. He says, okay, so what's the problem? im kein neumer gam kein sche odom nechshav nishbolm haze kashnis a basis a kinyonam kol shemar of nivron. This is, so by extension you could say that if a person kinyonam stay in this world, then he also remains forever. So why would we call that immortality? In other words, they're saying it's like, in a way today a secular person would say your memory lives on, and that's really who you are. I mean, your flesh and blood is not you; it's your memory. It's who you were, what you stood for, and so on. A lot of nice words, which mean at the end of the day, Tatala, you're in the grave. And yes, there are memories, nice things about you. So basically saying the same thing, it's my understandings that remain, but so that's not me. So he says, if it's the fact that I was the one who understood it, so I owned a house and a car. So if they remain, does that mean I have children, which is... Why would we suppose that that's called Hisharas HaNefesh? Keilor miskolos ena etzem adam. V'yenas adam eloikai. Shall yede hasagos ekein haseichel. V'yishar nitzchi heishibish godl mizeh. He says, so that's absolutely krum, and it's basically an understanding that is against... it's against the concept of Hisharas HaNefesh that the Torah gives us. V'yosem izeh, ki anitzchiyas nikne b'mikre, shari elo meskolos niknim l'odem b'mikre kashakona isom, v'doze mikre v'eshoi b'loi meskolos, v'imkein ye ki anitzchiyye b'mikre. So here he says, this is a logic that sort of, it's based on the following assumptions. That which is essential remains part and parcel of me forever. That which is incidental or circumstantial does not remain forever. So a type of knowledge and understanding that requires me to fully, you know, it's my understandings that are there forever, my understandings that happen to come to me, I happen to understand how an atom works. So that's incidental to me. It could not be, I could live and be without it. It's very hard to put nitzchias down on something that may or may not be. Like 2 and 2 is 4 seems to us a nitzchias klal, because it's part of understanding what 2 is and what 4 is, and it's something does that seems to it needs to be forever, because that's its mitzvahs. But if you're talking about things that are incidental, very very hard to say that. So to say that I could think about a triangle, I could not think about a triangle, I could know how many angles a triangle, could not know, so that would be nitzchi. It's mikra and nitzchi seem to be opposite. But those are skimel shein roshe mitzias mikre koraklau. The af mitzio shulasha. The echia dovaze sheatzlocha chroina she nitzchis nase ha mikre at she dovash ilka kol be mikre. Yeshua's goes there. To say that my eternal survival, which means it's something for me to survive eternally, means at my core and my essence, I'm ro'u for an eternal survival, when really in fact, this is a very incidental part of myself. Ach, he says, advarm elu einam rak lehoisiv charoin af Hashem advarm elu. This is absolute tfira, yasha einlam shorish emes anaf yosha, and they're krum and wrong. Veteida, ki atoiv shebedivreyem hu akfira betchias hameisim. At the end of the day, it becomes a kfir and tchias amesim. Shaladaitum shesh orusul aseichel lo yekan misa, ve'en kan tchia kashen kan misa. He said, and worse comes to worse, he said, it's really something that's not shayach to tchias amesim, because there's no misa and there's no chayim. It's just like, if all of the person that is just that understanding of something, which doesn't die, then it doesn't die and it doesn't come alive again. So there's a certain kefirin tchias hameis. It means it's a process. There was misa and there's tchia. The kach b'ni im yifatucha chatoyim medivir chalak lekois loshen lehachnu lebalimada lesem levad shem b'sheiris. If people try to convince that only philosophers will live forever, al toive val tishmalem la'abidam nefoshekim tzadikim b'ni al tilcham lecham ksovim val tisavlem atamaseihem ki noifes ti toifes oseihem ki ilu dvash achod asashenem. But don't get caught up. It sounds very smooth and glib and kind of, you know, sweet. Achein betoicha mar hamoves akfir b'sharas hanefesh. Really, what they're doing is they're opposing the concept of asharas hanefesh. Tias hamesim b'olam habo betoicha. Alkein b'ni harchek mipetzach beisam altomer b'sharaya ki yifreku meitcho amuna amitis. At the end, they will destroy real amuna. Ol divreihem imayekoina muskolis. He says, and really, if you think about it, so if I come up with some great, if I understand some great scientific theories, mathematical theories, theorems, and so on, even if I'm a mushchas and a rosh mushcha, I still would be nitzchias, because that's sort of the way you're saying it. Meirich sivoya munas itecha choisin shuas tochum adas. Emunas usayed azroim, itchas usayed amoyed, choisin usayed anoshim, yeshua usayed azikin, chochum as kotshe, bedas usayed atayrus. Vafilohoche yiras Hashem oitzoroi, moshul odom omle shlukhoi holi kurchit na liyev eloi, ole rafta vim kav chutin, omle loi, ole mutavim in loi lisa ad kav. So he's now he's going to explain this whole Chazal of it. So Chazal is saying the entirety of Torah consists of six halakim, which is the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, and built around the Pasuk, Emunah Sitech, and so on. And to which Chazal say, if you have Yerushalayim, good, if not, not. And now he's going to explain, he is seeing in this Chazal an exposition, not just a very nice, you know, like a this is Marumas here, this is Marumas there. It's really the entirety of understanding the different chelke, the different chalokim of Torah. Hine, Chazal b'shisha siri mishnah chilku kol ha-metzias. Ve'af im nir lodesh adorim kalimoy. Even though they seem to be kind of, it seems to be very, very, it's convenient. You know, you can't write everything in one volume, so you divide it up into big sections and smaller sections and smaller sections. It doesn't seem to be more than just kind of a librarian's outline. He says no. Umipnei. Shametzius bichlal nechlar chalokim elu. You have different chalokim. Achel ke'echad ametzius hashem gashmiim. Hashen ishem gashmiim bulti gashmiim yachad. Kile murkov. Hashlish is hametzius habulti gashmiim. Bichol chelik nechlar tishnayim. Echad karbeisim hashenim adregen nevdolos. Adjazan shishi chalokim. So he says, and let's talk about this in the big picture. Whenever I take a subject that's physical, for instance, I'm studying how interaction of different parts in physics. So I have mechanical physics, which teaches me how pieces interact with pieces. And then I move on to more abstract concepts like energy, and then fields, and then I look for sort of abstract understandings, and I go from understanding things that are physical to abstract, that they're really just kind of representations, schematic representations of a physical reality. So the three big inyanim are the totally physical, the totally spiritual / abstract, and something in the middle. And then he says each one of them comes also in two varieties, giving you a total of six. So you have in the big picture 3 times 2, which will give us Shisha Sidre, and I'll explain it. Lefikach Omer Munasim Seder Zroim. V'yodua ki Seder Zroim him Sidre Seder Tzim Tzmochi Ha'aretz. V'chol Asher Shayach Lehem V'zeh Madriga Rishayna. So the most physical and tangible part of our earth is Zroim. It deals with the most physical realities. If Shemayim and Aretz, Aretz is the physical reality, so Zroim deals with the ground, and it's growing as tevistic as you can get. Because emunas, it's called emunas, she'ein meshalem polam, they don't change their activities. Because Zorea Aretz chita, migadel is mashor legadel, and as the ground gives forth wheat, that's what it's meant to have. It takes into its bosom the wheat. That's what it gives. Kama adam shunema. Mafkidim abrius elov umarsel balov. So a word neman means I give back what I got. I'm faithful to the origin. So I put in a wheat seed, I get wheat out of it. A wheat kernel, I get wheat. Achelak hasheni, the second part, which is a little further advanced, say the moi, shuba shemayim. The moadim are built around the moon and the sun because of the charesh aviv and so on. So Hashem sheyach shal yedeim onu moinim hamoadim heim tzva shemayim v'zeu achelak hasheni. So this is the second part of things that are on the world here. V'yadua ka'aretz v'chol ha'shebo yoyse chomris mashach shal shemayim l'zeitzot b'yir. So anything in this these are physical realities. They are not the earth, the sun, and the heavens as physical entities are the physical metziasin of the world, and that's one part. Hachelik hashlishi, next we say the noshim. Shekvo yadua davazek oru mugash nitzad gufoy ובלתי גש מצד הנשם הלויקיס, וידוע כאישו איסו חומס מן הזוכר. לפי כחום החויסן זה סייד הנושם. So he says, let's go first, let's take the two together and then we'll understand it. Physical growth of things in the ground and the circulation of the planets around the earth are pure physical reality, and that's that. Marriage, in other words, family, marriage, anything like that, it's already a sort of a social construct. It's not a physical reality. And same thing with Nezikim. Both Nashim and Nezikim deal with physical events that really represent some sort of... there's something that's a concept. Marriage... It's a man and a woman together, but the concept of marriage in itself is already something more abstract, more ruchni. Same thing with damages, in the sense that I have responsibilities, I need to pay for damages that my property did, and so on and so forth, and all these things, they describe physical realities, but the fact that there is responsibility and damages owed and monetary affairs, that itself is already much more ruchni. He also splits Noshim from Ezekiel. Noshim deals with things from about women, and that is a demuch chamri, whereas Yeshua said in Ezekiel, deals with Adam, it's a little more abstract. וכמה דברים שאין שכן לגמרי רק לסכון כמו דיונים and אדוס. וכלל אמרו, האיש הוא בעל מס ומח, ולא איש, the man is the one in business and in active trade and not the woman. ככה מסעין הזכן לברוכל, כך צור פרק כמה דבר וכמה ריבוי שתהיה איש אחד עצמן הזיקן. מור ניצה דעת של הפוסק, שאומרו איש דה בעל מס ומח, אין איש עלה בעל מס ומח, ולא יקומה שלו. ואם האיש הוא בעל מס ומח במקצס, הוא בוטה את האיש, שהוא בעל מס ומח. וידוע כאן הקבע זוכר בייז מדרגס, So we have the same, we now moved up a notch of a lower and a higher, not physical realities, but quasi-spiritual realities. Now the next two stories. And let's just think out a second outside, even without his hesba, makes a lot of sense. Kachim and Tyrus are totally ruchnius. As opposed to Nezikim and Nashim, which are physical events, Kachim from A to Z really, I mean, take an animal, bring out a carbon, Tum and Tara, those are things that are, they don't relate to any real physicality. I mean, you need an animal, obviously, you need a dead sheretz, but there's nothing about it that we would call it a physical phenomenon really, in a real sense. And Kachim is a little more, Kachim is a little bit more down to earth. It's clear pieces of meat that you makriv. Taharis is really abstract. But let's see the way he says. He says with his knech. V'achar kach oma chochma zusei de kachim. Yadua ka kachim yavoid al shem yisparach. Bekor ze chochmas mashle kor yishaynim. Kein roa she kori mishu chochom v'yeda b'dvar magashmim. Kimoy she nika chochom mishu chochom l'atzar atzanus. Avshu chochma gamke. He said the word chachma should not apply to just knowledge of technique. If a person knows how to make a good pair of shoes, he's not a chacham. We're talking about some deeper quality. L'kach davka mechacham ha-ma'ayin b'ina k'dusha b'zenek ha-chachma. It has to be someone who's chacham about things that are chachma. V'zesham ha-chachma se-re-kotshim she-kol se-re-kotshim da b'ina k'dusha b'chol k'dusha bilti gashmis. So a person who understands and delves into inyanim that are not gashmius, that person is a chacham. Show noisa chachma, the kacha das, which is show yosef madrega, das is a higher darga of chachma. So he says the chadas show yosef madrega, shadas who mufshet legami yosef and chachma, the kacha mesachus broch is gedola deyah shteta bebeis oisis Hashem, shenema kikel deyah Hashem, berotzu bezek kimish yosef madrega shadas who sheyesh loy. So he says over here that das is a higher darga than chachm is. We need to think a little bit about this because it's not so posh. In the normal sense of things, chachma is higher than das. Chachma is considered to be the shoresh, simply by the flow of the spheres goes from chachma through bina to das to chesed and gvura and so on, which clearly is the direction of going from most abstract to the least, to the lowest darga. So, in what sense would das be higher than chachma? And you see it over here, certainly in the flow of the pasuk, it says chokhmah v'das, and sounds as if the das would be superior, would be higher than this. That's the that's really the we don't understand why and how. So let's give a hesber for it. Let's say. Let's see if I can give an example. The darga, let's first describe what the darga of das is, and then we'll, das is where the chachma feeds into action. So the simple mashal would be, if I tell you, you know, there are kids starving, there are kids being killed in Nigeria. So you would say, yes, well, you know about it. That's Chachma. It hasn't really gotten you to do much about it. But if when I get you to do something about it, when you read about it and it moves you and you begin to do things for the kids in Nigeria, that's called Das. And that's why all of Avodas Hashem is described as Das es Hashem, Dalek Evi Havav Dehu. The Rambam describes the mitzvahs Leida and so on and so forth. Those are all the norms. So Das is maybe important on a practical level in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Das is the natural transition from an abstract knowledge of Torah and what's right and what's wrong to a very concrete doing. But by saying the word concrete doing, I am actually I'm actually defining it down the chur. So the answer is like this. Certainly the olam of mitzvahs is a lower madriga in a sense, because it's more physical and it's tied to this world and so on. So if we were comparing the world of action to the world of chachma, definitely that's like that. But when I am talking about das, I'm talking about a quality, a quality of my chachma. For instance, let's give an example. Imagine I study medicine. So I study about how to deal with somebody who is in a, who's carried into hospital if they're an accident. So I studied it, good. I hazarded it, I took a test on it. Okay, so I know it. But I still hesitate when someone comes into the trauma room. Now, at some point where I practice it, where I go over it a lot of times, the knowledge becomes so embedded in me. The knowledge is of such clarity that I can act upon it immediately. So what I did in Das was, by sharpening the clarity and the power of my statement, of my knowledge, I now can act upon it. If I give you, let's say, vivid mishalim, if you go and you see what it's like to see a kid starving, so what's happened is, Das is the symptom of Das is acting upon it, but the cause of Das, so to speak, is an intensive version of Chachma. So Chachma v'Das is in as much as Das, as the cause of Das, is a more profound Chachma. In that way, we appropriately call it it's a stronger Chachma, greater Chachma. So he says, my first says das means the knowledge I possess is of such clear quality and so much it's a result of the level of understanding that this thing flows into action. Okay, I'm gonna have to hold it here. I have a market of boys, so we have to finish a little early today. But next week we're regular. I'm not making a Malkus. It's too late. But this is the last Malkus we're having. So, akut vach. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Sure.